Welcome to Crosstalk, the official podcast of Crossroads Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We hope this sermon will be a blessing to you and help you learn the Bible and live the Bible.
Tonight is more than a celebration. It is a moment in the unfolding story of God's purpose. We are here to honor our graduates, but what is happening tonight reaches further than just its front rows. This is a moment that speaks to every believer in the room, because what God is doing in them, He is also reminding us about ourselves. Whether you are finishing high school or looking back on it from decades ago, that hurts to say out loud. Anyways, one thing remains true. God has a plan for His people in every generation. He never writes anyone out of the story. The world will give you labels: student, parent, success, failure, too young, too old. But those labels do not define you. Your identity does not come from your resume. It does not come from your reputation. It does not come from your past or your plans. It comes from something much older, much deeper, and far more permanent: who God declares you to be. And tonight is not just about the graduates stepping into adulthood. It is about all of us remembering this. We are a part of God's chosen people, living in a set-apart age, called to reflect the glory of the God who has brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. So before you ask the question, what's next? God is asking, do you know who you are? Because if you do not know your identity in Christ, you will chase the wrong things in the world. And if you forget who you are, you will forget why you are here. This message is not just for the students. It is for the whole church. Because God's call does not end with graduation. It continues until we see Him face to face. So let's go to the Word. Let's see who you are in Christ. Go to 1 Peter 2:9. And it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may declare the goodness of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Peter does not start this verse with what to do. He starts with who you are. He says, but you are. That phrase over there changes everything, because everything in the Christian life flows from identity. You do not fight for it. You live from it. You do not earn it. It was given the moment you believed. So let us walk through these verses slowly and let the Spirit remind you the weight of who you are in Christ. You're a chosen generation. God did not stumble upon you. He chose you. This word does not mean that you are better than others. It means that you have been set apart in a specific time for a specific purpose. You graduates are not just part of Gen Z. You are part of the generation that was chosen to live in this moment of history, to shine the gospel in the darkest days, to carry truth when lights are celebrated, to walk in light when confusion surrounds. You were chosen not by accident, but by design, to live in the last chapters of the church age. And if God has placed you here, He has equipped you for it. You are a royal priesthood. In the Old Testament, priests were set apart from the people, representing them before God. Kings ruled, priests interceded. No one held both offices until Christ. And now, because of Jesus, the perfect high priest and the eternal king, you are part of a royal priesthood. Let me paint this picture for you. Again, going back to the Old Testament, you have the tabernacle, was a sacred tent where God dwelled among his people. It had three main areas. You had the outer court where the people could bring sacrifices. You had the holy place where only the priests could enter to perform daily duties. And the most holy place, also called the Holy of Holies, which was separated by a thick veil. Only the high priest could enter the most holy place. And only once a year on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, to offer blood for the sins of the people. But now, through the blood of Jesus, the perfect high priest and final sacrifice, the veil has been torn, and the way into God's presence has been opened. As Paul says in Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You as a Gentile, you were not even close to the tabernacle. We were far, far away. We didn't have access to the Holy of Holies. We didn't have access to the holy place. We didn't even have access to the outer place. We were far removed. But now in Christ, we have been brought near. No longer restricted, all who are in Christ now have full, confident access to the very presence of God. Not just once a year, but every moment through faith. You do not need to go through a man to reach God. And I'm going to repeat that again. You do not need to go through a man to reach God. You have access to the throne of heaven. You can pray with confidence. You can worship in spirit and in truth. You can represent God to a lost world, not because of your strength, but because Christ has made you part of this priesthood. This world teaches you to chase platforms and titles, but God has given you a higher calling. You are royalty. Not because of status, not because you're a pastor's kid, not because of who you know, but because of your Savior. Simple, but because of your Savior. And you are a priest, not offering sacrifices of bulls and goats, but the sacrifice of your life, your praise, and your testimony. Third, you are a holy nation. This is not about earthly borders. It is about a spiritual body. This nation has no flag, no soil, and no capital. Its citizens are scattered across the world, consecrated for God's purposes. So listen closely. The church is not Israel. The church is not America. The church is not a political party or a cultural movement. We are a holy nation, citizens of heaven, living on earth just for a moment. That means, graduates, as you step into this next season, do not forget your citizenship. You may attend a university, join a workforce, or move to another state. But your identity is not tied to where you live. It is tied to who you belong to. Amen. You are part of something bigger, something much bigger than your future plans. You are part of a people that spans the whole globe and stretches throughout the whole time, united not by race or background, but by the blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Fourth, you are his own special people. That phrase means possession. You belong to God, not in a distant theological sense, but in a deeply personal, present tense reality. He bought you with a price. He sealed you with his Spirit. He secured you forever in Christ, and he holds you in his hands. And he does not lose what belongs to him. When the world calls you worthless, he calls you treasured. When life says you're forgotten, he says you are his. When fear says you're alone, he says you are mine. And that truth is what gives you the power to face the pressure of this world without compromising. Because if you belong to him, you do not have to belong to the crowd. So why does God call you chosen, royal, holy, and his? So that you would proclaim his praises. Not just with your mouth, but with your life. Your identity has a purpose. Your salvation has a mission. You were rescued from darkness, not to sit in silence, but to shine the light. The world is loud, but the church cannot be silent. Not now, not in this hour of history. I don't know about you, but just look at the news outside. We're not to stay silent. Now, it is one thing to hear who you are. It is another thing to live like it. Peter says, you're chosen, you're royal, you're holy, God's possession. So now what? The answer, live like who God says you already are. Let's go ahead and break this passage with three scriptures that connect to it. Ephesians 2:10. It reads, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them." The word "should" reveals something powerful about that. God prepared the way, but you must choose to walk in it. You're not a puppet. You have a purpose, and you have a responsibility. The path is set, but the steps are yours. You are not just saved to escape hell. You were saved for a divine purpose. God did not just pull you out of darkness. He is sending you into a world to walk in the good works he already prepared for you. So graduates, this next season is not just about making money. It's not just about chasing your dreams. It is about walking in the works that God has set out specifically for you. Crossroads, it is the same for all of us. There is no such thing as retirement from God's purpose. You're not too old. You're not too late. The mission does not stop when you graduate. It starts when you understand your identity. Now let's go to Romans. Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it reads, I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and complete will of God. Before I continue, I just want to say something real quick. If you're looking for God's will, open up His Word. He will tell you. Now, if you are a chosen generation, a holy nation, then your life should look different. You cannot proclaim His praises and blend into the darkness at the same time. There is a reason Peter says you were called out of darkness into His marvelous light. That means that we leave something behind. I know, I've done that. Graduates, the world that you're stepping into will try to press you into its mold. It will define success on its terms. It will promise you freedom, but it will bind you with compromise. But when you know who you are in Christ, you do not have to bend to culture. You get to shine in contrast to it. Live set apart, live holy, not out of guilt, but out of gratitude for what Christ has done. Now let's go to Colossians 3, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, if you then were raised with Christ, desire those things which are above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on things on this earth. For you are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you also shall appear with Him in glory. This is where it leads. Christ is your life, not your career, not your dreams, not your followers or friendships. Christ. You are not just living for the next 4 years. You are leaving for the next 40 billion. You're leaving for the rest of eternity. When you know that, you can endure hard seasons. You can make godly choices because you know this life is not all that there is. And listen, they will not applaud you for your holiness. They will not celebrate your purity. It will not reward your stand for truth, but your King will. And the day is coming when He will appear, and you, His chosen, royal, holy, set-apart people, will appear with Him in glory. That is where the story is leading. So do not waste your life chasing what will not last. You belong to the kingdom that is coming. Live like it. So now, you have heard it. This is who you are. Chosen, royal, holy, His. But the question tonight is not, do you hear the message? The question is, will you walk in it? To my graduates, this is what I want you to do going forward. You have walked a long road to get to this stage, but tonight is just, it's not just a celebration of where you have been. It is a commissioning into who you are called to be. The world will try to name you, your success, your past, your pain, your popularity, all of it will try to define you. But you must never forget who God already says you are. You are not the future of the church. You are the present people of God, placed in this moment of history to make an impact for Christ. You may walk into a college or into a new career, but do not walk in blind. Walk in with clarity, with conviction, and with confidence of one who belongs to the King. The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead now lives in you. You're not going alone. You're going as a light into the darkness. So, live like you have been chosen. Pray like you are a royal priest. Walk like you belong to a holy nation, and never forget that you are His. Now to the church, this is for us. This is our responsibility. This moment is not just for the teens. I'm sorry, young adults now. Because the next generation is not just watching, they are following. And they need to see what it looks like to live out our identity in Christ in every season of our lives. If we want a generation that does not compromise, we must show them what bold, faithful, word-filled, spirit-filled lives look like. We do not retire from being royal priests. We do not age out of proclaiming His praises. We do not lose our calling. We deepen it. I'm sorry, the Spanish is coming out. Let us not be a church that graduates students and then leaves them to fend for themselves. Let us be a people who walk beside them, pray for them, mentor them, and model for them what it means to belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So here is what I want you all to take away from this. Do not just cheer them on tonight. Run the race with them. Do not just hope that they stay faithful. Show them how to be faithful. Do not just remember who you were. Live like who you are. Now, you can't claim this identity if you are not in Christ. You can't call yourself chosen, royal, holy, or His until you've first been made new. And you can't be made new unless you first come to the cross. So how does that happen? You have to recognize who God is. He is the creator of all things, the one who holds the universe together by the power of His word. He commands the stars, the moon, the sun, the seas, the storm, and every breath in your lungs. He is the Almighty and all-holy God. He wrapped Himself in flesh, stepped into His creation, and walked among us. He did not come to be served, but to serve, and to lay down His life as a ransom for many. Jesus Christ humbled Himself to the will of the Father, endured the cross, and died on our place. He bore the full weight of God's wrath, the wrath that we deserve, so that we could be forgiven. And 3 days later, He rose from the grave, conquering sin, conquering death, and the powers of darkness. proving once and for all he is who he said he is, Lord, Savior, and King. And because of his finished work, a gift is now offered. Not earned. No amount of work you will ever do will earn you that gift. It is not achieved, but it is freely given by grace. A new identity, a new life, a new destiny. But you must receive it. You must surrender. You must stop living for yourself and trust fully in Jesus as your only hope for salvation. So here it is. You want to be chosen? You must first choose to bow to the Lord of glory. You want to be royal? You must first be adopted by the King. You want to be holy? You must first be washed by the blood of the Lamb. You want to be His? Then surrender your life to Christ tonight. Don't wait to clean yourself up. You never will. Run to the one who gave everything so you could be made new. Because only in Christ does this identity become your reality. And once you are His, you'll never be the same. Now, for you graduates, this is your moment. The stage is set. But you do not need to perform, you just need to proclaim. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Olivia. I thank you for Andy. I thank you for every single person that you send to them to build them up. It was not just us over here at Crossroads. You put people all over their lives to teach them, to instruct them, to guide them. As they go out there, Lord, I pray that you are the one who's setting their footsteps. Not just that they actually listen to that, that they walk in the good works that you have prepared for them, that they choose to follow you in every single step of their way, that you give them the strength to do so. I pray for us as well too, every single one of us that are involved in their lives. Help us not just be spectators. Help us be involved. Help us walk that good race. Help us be who you want us to be. Not just for us, but for all the people around us that are watching. All the people around us that are following. Help us be the light that you want us to be to a world that is covered in darkness. So that your name could be shared. So that your name could be proclaimed. So that your name is the one that receives all the honor and all the glory. This I pray, Lord, in your holy name. Amen.
Thanks for tuning into Crosstalk. Please share what you've learned with a friend. For more information about Crossroads Church, visit us for a service or check out our website at www.crbible.com.